Good evening. I'd like to call to order the Taney County Board of Adjustments Wednesday, October 21st, 2019 meeting. First item is establish a quorum. Scott?
Okay. Corey Robach. David Hurd.
Present.
Rick Persinger.
Here.
Trent Edwards.
Present.
Howard Kitchen.
Present.
You do have a quorum.
Thank you. Scott, would you be able to give a explanation of public hearing procedures?
Yes, I'd like to welcome you this evening to the August 21st, 2019 Board of Adjustment public hearing. Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of the Missouri Revised Statutes, the Taney County Development Guidance Code, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance or appeal request, which is filed with the Planning Department. At this time, I wish to place the Taney County Development Guidance Code into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file, including all pertinent information for each case, is Exhibit C. Board of Adjustment bylaws is Exhibit D for all cases to be heard at this public hearing. A staff report will be read for each application, followed with any questions for staff. If you wish to comment upon any of the applications, you must complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Please complete the sign-up sheet before the hearing begins. Anyone wishing to speak either for or against a request must be sworn in and will therefore be providing sworn testimony. The chairman will call on everyone supporting an application, followed with everyone opposing an application. Please present your completed sign-up sheet to Presley at the front of the room before addressing the board. Then give your name to the Board of Adjustment before commenting on the application. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board, not anyone in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. And the Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty to 1. Hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of county zoning regulations. 2. To hear and decide all matters referred to it or which it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. 3. Where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under Section 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardships upon the owner of the property, as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from the mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map.
Thank you, Scott. For those that are going to give testimony this evening at the public hearing, if you could please stand and raise your right hand. Do you swear to give honest testimony this evening?
Yes, I do.
Thank you. First item of business is review and action of the June 2019 minutes. Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes presented? Anyone care to make a motion to approve?
I missed that meeting, so.
Got a motion. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
Okay. Motion and second. All those in favor, raise your hand. Say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Okay. The minutes are approved. We will move on to public hearings, and the first one is James Hyde setback variance on north side of property located at 303 Winkle Drive, Hollister.
Mm-hmm. James Hyde is seeking a variance from the provisions of Section 7, Table 1, setbacks of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. The request is for a variance from the required 7-foot side property line setback to allow a 12-by-20-foot carport to be constructed. The applicant is requesting a 1-foot side setback line on the north side of the property due to the position of the single-family home. Per the assessor's information, the single-family home was built in 1973, and the subject property is approximately 75 by 150 in size and is located in Siesta Cove subdivision lot. I believe that's 46. We've got 6 on here, but we'll look at it. The property is currently served by a private well for water and Taney County Regional Sewer District for wastewater. Under our Board of Adjustment, our staff recommendations to the Board of Adjustment for case number 1902B were as the following. One would be approval of a side setback variance of 1 foot for the placement and construction of a 12-by-20-foot carport. Two, a Division I permit for the carport will be required. Three, compliance with all other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And four, a decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorders of Deeds Office within 120 days that approval shall expire. I've got some photos here of the home. I'm pretty much standing in the street. You can see the culvert. You can see his property line pins here.
And that's all concrete.
Mm-hmm. Yep, this is all concrete.
Is the fence on his property?
It looked like it was just barely off. And I believe it's lot 46 right here. So I'll turn it over to the applicant.
Just a request to for a building permit to put a carport up there, and I've spoken with my neighbor to the left of this picture, and she seems all right with it, and I'd keep it within codes, which is 25 feet from the street, correct?
Mm-hmm, yeah, the 25 on the front's not an issue.
And then the 7-foot variance, of course, to the north there, and that's it. Just request to build the carport.
So you're just putting it right on the concrete. Right?
Yeah, the 4x4s will go actually on the concrete itself. Yeah. To hold them, you know, the uprights and everything. There won't be anything in the ground towards her property at all.
And just to follow up on the question asked earlier, is that fence off your property?
It is off my property. I think it's confusing because the property line is behind it. I think what she did was put the fence there so she could have a foot or two to work on the other side of the, work on the other side of the fence, which she's never done.
Yeah.
But I believe that's the reason for that, but that she was nervous about it. She had it shot herself. Those are actually from her, when she had it redone. And when I was pouring the concrete drive, I had it shot myself. And she just wanted to back it up and make sure that the lines are correct, and they are. And she had no problem with it when I spoke to her about it.
Now, will the structure itself be wider than the concrete is there? You said the 4x4s will be.
I see what you're saying.
But the roof line will be wider.
It probably will be a bit, maybe. I don't know how much.
But still within 1 foot of the property line, even the drip line of the roof will
be. Yes, sir.
And do we know the width of that concrete? Did you happen to measure it?
I believe it's 12 feet, I think. I'm not exactly sure. I sent a map in, a picture in.
Yeah, I have.
Does it say 12?
It doesn't say. You have a drawing here, but it doesn't.
At the top, it's got 12 feet.
Yeah, it's 12 feet.
For the carport.
Yes.
But it doesn't necessarily say that the concrete is.
Oh, okay. Oh, I got you.
Which per your structure, if you get approved and then you get your Division One finalized, every bit of that structure will have to be out, overhang. Yeah.
Everything has to be within the foot variance. I understand.
And there's no intention to enclose the carport.
No.
It would be an open.
No.
I don't have any questions.
Just to confirm, is there anyone for or against this application? I know no one signed up, just wanting to confirm. Okay. Any further discussion?
I just think as long as there's clarity that the overhangs fall within the request. I mean, I'm okay with it from there as long as there's clarity on that. So,
I understand that situation, and I'll see to it that it's done correctly.
And will that be verified through the...
When we go to inspect his actual hill.
Okay.
We'll look at how he's planning on fitting it in there. Have you made the Division One application? Is that when we found... I can't remember. We get so many of these...
Yes.
Yeah, we currently have the Division One, but we haven't inspected for it yet because we knew we needed a variance.
Okay.
So, okay. If approved, then we would go inspect it and show how far the building could go.
I think because of that privacy fence being there and it's not, I don't think it's going to be a, I don't see an issue with it.
Yeah, I don't either.
Anybody entertain a motion?
I'd make a motion to approve the variance.
Got a motion to approve on the floor?
I'll second it.
Motion and second. Any further discussion? All those in favor, raise your hand, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? 4-0.
What we'll do, James, is a decision of record in the next day or two that she'll send you a copy of, and then you can stop by the office sometime at your convenience and... We'll get your signature notarized, and you can get that recorded.
Okay.
And that's why you have 120 days. I mean, you can record it as soon as she gets it made up.
Okay.
So early next week, probably, she'll have them ready.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you, gentlemen. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Have a good evening. Next, we've got lot size variance located at 391 Davidson Road.
David and Ashley Eisenbarth are seeking a lot size variance from the provisions of Table 1 of the Taney County Subdivision Regulations. The applicants requesting the variance for the ability to split the 2.3-acre parcel into two parcels, with each new parcel being under the 2-acre minimum requirement when using an on-site septic wastewater system. Per the assessor's information, the subject property is a 2.3 acres in size with a single-family home built in the 1900 and a 1970 mobile home since removed, a garage and barn located on the property. Property is served by Public Water District Number 1 for water, and an on-site septic systems were serving both sites. And if staff recommendations, if the Taney County Board of Adjustment approves this variance case 1903B, following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. One would be approval of a variance from the 2-acre minimum lot size requirement, Article 9, Table 1, Taney County Subdivision Regulations, when using an on-site septic system. Approval of the subdivision of Parcel 10-5-15-007.0. A 2.3-acre parcel per the assessor's information into two lots size approximately as follows. One lot approximately 0.75 acres and one approximately 1.55 acres. Two, the lot will be subdivided by recording of a minor subdivision plat. Three, compliance with all other provisions of the Taney County Development Guidance Code. And four, a decision of record shall be filed with the Taney County Recorders of Deeds Office within 120 days. Or the approval shall expire.